Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday to you. Feels like it's been a while since we played that song. I was out last week. I think we would have played it two Thursdays ago, but it always feels good when we get a little Friday in there. All right. You know, honestly, I was going to talk some politics here. You know, Pelosi, Ken Starr, George Nader. Who else do we got in here? Joe Biden. You know, I got enough stuff I could talk about that this hour, but honestly, there's no one on the line right now. There's no phone calls lined up. I want to talk about things other than politics. So I know it's been a big week for it, and I've talked about it probably every day this week because of it. But please save me from it. Call in with something else to talk about. 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. Because if you don't, we're just going to continue to talk politics. And it's going to happen over and over and over again this hour. You know what I need to do is start the hour this way. I think that'll tempt some people to try to change the topic as fast as possible.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn, that turn... blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
And I tell you what. I don't even know how you could put any of that into context without it still being weird. That's our good old Uncle Joe Biden. 314-436-7900. All right, where should we start? Do you want to start with Joe Biden? There's a couple of things from him here. Joe Biden challenged a man in Iowa to an IQ test or push-up contest after he asked about his son. All right, so here's a couple of moments, and it wasn't all that great in general for politics. The thing that I'm surprised most is that he goes to these small halls. Like, he's going and he's doing his tour, he's in Iowa, but he goes to like these VFW style halls, and you look around and they set up the chairs and the floors are really clean, but you know, it's got the fluorescent lighting and everything looks really small. There might be at most 100 people in this hall, probably closer to 50, but it's, you know, it might be 100. You know, he does these things and, you know, the video cameras are there and he's probably feels like it's a win, but it's really not. You know, in contrast and comparison to Donald Trump, you can fill a stadium and then still have a waiting room outside of people trying to get in. Well, he was confronted at the town hall today.
You're selling access to the president just like he was. So
you're a damn liar, man. That's not.
He should know how to use a microphone. He said, so this is what the guy said in Iowa. You're selling access to the president just like Trump was.
You're selling access to the president just like he was. So
you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that.
It looks.
All right.
And if I bring this on a microphone, and this is Joe Biden, I think for the rest of my show, I'm going to try to talk like Biden.
Now, it's funny that Biden would just, at the pure thought, that someone would come to the conclusion that he was selling access to the president through his son, he would say,
no one's saying that. No one's saying that.
No, a lot of people are saying that because it's the truth. And a lot of it's a conclusion that is absolutely justified to have, but he just refuses to do it. And this is what most of the Democrats have been doing so far during the impeachment hearings. you find that they say that is just confirmed conspiracy theories and debunked conspiracy theories. And they'll use these type of terms. Oh, it's settled. It's settled science. It's settled this. It's settled that. It's such a crock the way they're bringing it up. They're purposely trying to control the narrative as if there is no debate. It's only 100% justified, and the Democrats are 100% right, and there is no chance, there's no room for error, and there's no chance that they would be deceptive to you. There's no chance they could be lying to you about certain things. There is no chance. I mean, it is God's given truth that they're speaking to you every time they're out there. That's the impression they try to give you. And absolutely, it's not.
It's like you don't have any more backbone than Trump does when you're selling.
You don't have any more backbone than Trump does. Okay, so here's more from the Iowa voter.
That damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has heard that. No. You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I get up and let him go. Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on it? Let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take 100 pieces. Number two.
Let's do push-ups. I would love to see Joe Biden do a push-up. Please, Joe Biden, do a push-up. I want to see it. I want to see you do a push-up and make sure you're wearing shorts so we can see the curly hair, whatever you were talking about before.
Number two, no one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion, and no one has ever said it. Not
I
one.
Didn't say you were doing anything wrong.
I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
You don't hear that on MSNBC.
You did not hear that at all. What you heard? Look, okay, I'm not going to get in an argument, you man. Well, yeah, you do. But look, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
I mean, here's the thing. It's undisputable. No one's saying that. I mean, that's all lies. You know, no one's saying that. No, a lot of people have come to that understanding that when you said specifically, we're going to hold funds, I'm talking to Barack Obama, and we're not going to give you funding until you fire someone. It just so happens the person was investigating the company that hires your son, who has no business being on that board. You know, it's funny that he can say, oh, no one's saying that. And everyone in that room is just, yeah, woo. No, I guess if you're only watching MSNBC and you completely ignore everything else that they say about Joe Biden, I mean, there has to be some kind of in-kind contribution that MSNBC has to Joe Biden and the Democratic candidates that are on the stage for this upcoming debate that's in a few weeks. You know, it's laughable. So, you know, this guy stands up and he's no fan of Trump. What did he say at the very onset? You know, you're no better than Trump. He's doing it too, or whatever it is. This guy doesn't sound like he's a fan of any of the candidates here that are mentioned, but he raises, I think, a very valid concern. And the thing is, if let's say Joe Biden becomes the candidate and he's on a debate stage with Donald Trump is going to nail him on these things, and he's not going to look good when he goes up and he can't put a sentence together, and it's not going to look good when he goes up there and says things nobody are saying these things. He's going to eat him alive. You know, Hillary Clinton was better at debates than Joe Biden ever could be. I know Joe Biden's got this special old man charm to him, like he's going to give you a Werther's candy and, you know, tell you about the good old days when gas was a nickel and, you know, he walked uphill both ways to school. And, you know, he's going to tell you about all these stories and he's going to make it all folksy and things like that. But, man, he's going to get picked apart and it's not going to work against a Donald Trump. It really isn't. So, I don't know. I thought Joe Biden would be the biggest threat to Donald Trump in this next election if Donald Trump had any person that he didn't want to run up against. Number one on that list, I thought, would be Joe Biden. I'm starting to believe that's not going to be the case anymore. I feel like there is no one that's going to be a challenger to him this year, or 2020, I should say. 314-436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. Yeah, that's right. We're talking politics this hour I'm kind of getting tired and sick of it, but it's still one of the most popular things that anyone's talking about this week, so I kind of have to do it. So if you want to save me from talking about this stuff, how about you give us a call? There's no one calling in right now. No one's on the line, and if you want to save me from these politics, do it now. Give us a call. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. From here on out, I think the threat's going to be if we have no calls, then the threat is we're going to be talking politics. That's a open threat for the rest of the night. So I'm lucky when I look over to the computer screen and we have a couple of very fine gentlemen ready to talk. So that's good news. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Otherwise, we'd be hearing Nancy Pelosi's voice. Ugh. Let's go to Rick in St. Louis. Hey.
Hi there. Long time no talk.
How you doing? Our blues guy, Rick, man. What's going on?
Well, I just want to let you know about Marilyn and I. Next year, about October or so, we'll be getting engaged.
Oh, cool. Wait, married or engaged?
Engaged.
Wait, so you're planning a year out to get engaged?
Well, here's what's happened. She was down in September, and we heard about this thing with Diamonds Direct that, you know, the no money down, no low interest.
Right.
So we went over there to check that out. Well, we wanted to get a ring sizes check, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was that this guy that worked there ran me through there. You know, they wanted to see about, he asked me some questions, and they decided to run, you know, check on me, you know,
like the credit,
Wells Fargo, and they said that, well, I got turned down, which I'm not surprised, but anyway, he said, well, let's try layaway.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed me some stuff, it's his and hers wedding band.
Okay.
And that the rings that they looked at was something that can be used as either engagement ring or wedding ring.
Okay.
So what has happened is that, we talked that they had this one particular ring that would be $790, but they can be lowered down to $535 with no tax, $562 with tax.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I asked him, I said, well, to keep from having to take caller ride up there and stuff, can I pay for this over the phone? And he said, yes.
Hmm, okay.
That I could. And so that's what I did, started making payments in October, and about July or August or so, I would be finished with that, hopefully, at least around August. And they, of course, they said they'll have to order the stuff, but they can do that. And then I'll go pick them up.
Yeah.
And in October, she's going to, she's the state vice president of the Maryland Council of the Blind.
Right.
So they're going to have their convention sometime next year, and when they do, I fly up there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get engaged.
Oh, that's so exciting, Rick. And this is the girl you met at the conference here in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, we were, like I said, we knew each other from way back in the 90s and everything, but because of certain things that we couldn't be together.
Mm-hmm.
But we did reconnect back in 2018 and that kind of stuff. And as far as us getting married, we're going to take our engagement slow and easy though, and stuff like that, enjoy each other and that kind of stuff, and we will be getting married.
Aw, that's something else. I'm so glad you called in to share that, Rick. That is some great news.
Well, it's probably a lot greater than all this political stuff going on.
Oh, I'm so glad you decided to call in and share that. I'm getting tired of it already. And I've been tired of it for a while. It's hard. You can't ignore it. In a position that I'm in, you can't ignore it. But at the same time, I'm waiting for someone to preempt the idea of talking politics. So I'm so glad this story was so much better than hearing Nancy Pelosi talk for a little bit more.
Well, it's a lot of problem hearing in anybody talk.
Yeah.
Whether it be Trump, Nancy, or anybody.
Yeah, I am. Gets old. All right, Rick, I'm so glad you shared that story. Thank you for calling in.
Okie dokie, then. Thank you.
Have a great night. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Good news from Rick. Let's go to Doug, who's calling in. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
Good. How have you been?
Oh, I've been just great. I'm glad to hear your Thanksgiving was so good. That's wonderful. I've been listening to you.
Oh, and, yeah, it was fun.
I heard the Thanksgiving special.
Oh, did you like it?
Not all of it, but I heard a good portion of it.
Okay. Did you hear the Alice's Restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was way cool.
Yes, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, that's... Now, that's hitting my generation real good right there.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal for us, you know. And, yeah, I could sing for another 25 minutes, yeah. that's a good one. But the reason I called, I thought, well, I just not only tell you that, but also to tell you that for as far as the trolley is concerned, my idea was, or is, that they could take the thing and donate it to the Muni, and then as a prop, and then the Muni could use it whenever they put on Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, interesting. So what they need is a place, the store trolley. Well, you know, there are...
Or they could put it on wheels, and the Muni could use it for parking purposes for the patrons that come there and work out something with the zoo or somebody else that's close by with a parking area that's not being used that time of day.
Oh, yeah. You know, I will say, you know, there are operational trolleys in St. Louis. Well, I guess it's outside of proper St. Louis, but over at the Transportation Museum, there's operational trolleys. So they're always looking for things like that to run, but they got some really nice ones already in use out there.
They got a real nice one in St. Charles that runs around different places. It's just on wheels. You know?
Yeah, that's the bus that's outfitted like a trolley, but the one at the Transportation Museum is an actual trolley. You know,
I know that. Yeah, for sure.
But
right.
Yeah, the St. Charles one, I go on that all the time. My son loves to go on it. It's free. And we just hop on it and we'll go to the downtown area and we'll get a hot chocolate at Picasso's and then we'll hop on the trolley back and we're done. You know, and it's just a fun little thing to do when you're looking to waste a couple hours.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Hey, how did your dog do on the trip?
She did pretty good. She was interesting in the car. She would whine in the car, and I couldn't tell if it was because she needed to use the bathroom or because she was restless in the car, but it was mostly because she was restless. We did have this one weird thing that she did. So we have to travel with a crate when we were going to our family's houses, and if we weren't going to be around, we didn't want the dog to free roam itself in the, you know, the family's homes.
Right.
So
right.
We brought it, like, we have this plastic crate, and it's kind of like it you can unfold it in halves, but when you put it together, you can clip the two sides, and, you know, there's a little door on it or whatever. It's made of plastic. So we have that in the back, and we put a bed inside of it where the dog could lay. Her bed that she uses at night's too big to fit in this crate. So we had all of our luggage on one side of the back of our SUV. And then we had the crate with the little blanket on the other side where we were just hoping she would lay peacefully in the back of this SUV. Well, when you had all the luggage on one side, we had her bed that she would use inside the house. We just threw it on top of all the luggage because we didn't have any other place to put it. Well, wouldn't you know, she used it like a goat uses a mountain. So she climbs on top of the luggage, on top of her bed that was there, and slept perched on top of our luggage the whole trip.
Of course.
Yeah, and she was more comfortable that way. So she had options back there, and she did pretty well. Inside the family's homes, she did great. She was fantastic. So had no problems at either house. It was great.
Well, that's terrific. That's good news. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real good news.
She's
pretty smart.
She is pretty smart, and she came back, and now her thing is a little bit weird. So what she'll do is she'll go out into the backyard. She likes to lay around in the sun right now while it's still warm, but what she tries to do is she'll pick up a stick in the backyard and try to carry it in the house, like she wants to bring them inside. So that's her thing lately. I don't know why she started doing that. I think we got to get her some more toys to play with if she's got to try to bring sticks in or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes dogs do that. A vet told me one time, certain dogs, they like the taste and texture of wood.
Oh, I bet. That makes sense. I don't know why, but it makes sense.
Well, I don't either, but you never know. So
chew on a pencil somewhere and it doesn't have the same effect now, does it?
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't affect me because, you know, I played drums for years. I could have been gnawing on drumsticks.
Chewing on the drumstick. Nasty addiction of chewing on drumsticks. That's actually
like
an interesting...
on the Muppets, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like if you're filling out one of those, like in modern times, we got all these people that fill out those like dating apps and they have to come up with something creative to put inside of the description. And one of those things likes to chew on drumsticks would be a creative thing to put in there that would might grab.
That'd be a real good one. That'd be an attention getter. For
it would be an attention getter, not in a negative way. Well, I don't know. Maybe they look at it negatively. Who knows? Good to hear from you, Doug. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Good to hear you every night, sir. Listen to you all the time.
Have a great one. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. So here it is. You're going to get Nancy Pelosi when we come back, or we could start lining up the phone lines at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Is this what you really want to hear?
The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again.
Enough. All right, because this is what we're going to do. It's a threat. It's a threat. We're going to have to talk about the politics of the day, the things that happened, either that or distract me because I'm easily distracted. Call in with something else to talk about. 314-436-7900. There's no one lined up right now. We're waiting for you. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
Welcome back to Overnight America. All right. Couple of text messages that came in. One said, hey, Ryan, did you listen to the Good Feet commercial? It's Catty Cornered from TGIFs. No, Kitty Cornered. Kitty Cornered. I know people see her and say Catty Cornered. You know who I had this discussion with today? It's funny you bring that up in the text messaging. Tammy is the one that brought that up. She also said she loved the Thanksgiving broadcast. I brought it up to Charlie Brennan. He grew up in Chicago, and I said, do you say Kitty Corner or Catty Corner? And he said, it's Kitty Corner. And then Chris Myhill stepped in and said, no, it's Catty Corner. It's a thing that people are learning. It's a different dialect, depending on where you're at, the way that you say it. So I'm not the only one. Let's go to Mike in St. Louis. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, you're talking about, you know, national news. Well, you know, the Democrats won the General Assembly this last November 5th in Virginia. And, you know, the thing they say they're going to do is there's one more state needed, and they're going to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment of 1972. And, of course, that'll be this January. And it'll become the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And when they pass this thing, they're going to use that to enforce the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And that'll be like a super gay rights amendment, but you never hear anything about it.
You know, I'm not familiar with that. I might have to look it up. How does a state ratify something into the United States Constitution? I would have to double check that process because I don't know if that's...
Well, they need 38 states, and this will be state number 38.
Oh, I see. So what's it called again in Virginia?
Well, they won their General Assembly, the Democrats, and it's called the Equal Rights Amendment, and that'll be the 38th. See, it originally got two-thirds of Congress in 1972, mm-hmm. and a lady named Phyllis Schlafly stopped it from being ratified. She went all over the country back in the 70s saying that, you know, it would really take rights away from women and not give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it stopped, and then they restarted it again in 2017. Nevada ratified it, making it state number 36. Illinois ratified it, making it 37. They just need one more state. And so, according to the feminists, it'll be the birth of a new nation when it becomes state number 38.
I just did a quick search for it while you were talking. And the New York Times, they mentioned the Supreme Court would decide what happens after that. So it's not like it's not just for them. And I don't know too much about what would be entailed with all of this. I might have to look into it a little bit more. That seems like it happened so long ago, the November elections, and that has been under the radar. In fact, if it was brought up, I may have looked at this and have forgotten about it already. That's how fast things move.
Well, you know, you say it's up to the Supreme Court, which is true, but see, but it happens is when, you know, the amendment itself is not self-executing. And it'd be up to Congress to pass a resolution on how to enforce it. Well, if they enforce it, which would be strict scrutiny, which is what they're wanting to do, mm-hmm. then that means the courts could make common law off the language of the amendment, which is it's a simple amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And if this would happen, I mean, they could really just, you know, really push gay rights to the courts so they could bypass the legislature.
Mm, interesting. All right, I'll have to look into it a little bit more. Hey, thank you, Mike, for calling in.
Okay, see you.
Bye. All right. See, we solicit for people to call in, and somehow it still ends up being politics. I was really hoping we wouldn't have to play this, but You, the listener, left me no choice. It's Nancy Pelosi's voice.
The president leaves us no choice.
No, you, the listener, leads me no choice.
The president leaves us no choice but to act. Because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit. The president has engaged in abuse of power, undermining our national security and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections. His actions are in defiance of the vision of our founders and the oath of office.
You can stop this at any time. You just have to call in. There's no one lined up right now.
Of the United States.
Pelosi's voice.
Sadly,
we have to listen to it some more.
And humility. With allegiance to our founders and a heart.
314-436-7900. I was really hoping we'd get away with playing no more politics tonight. We got to talk about something else. Come on, y'all. Here is Lindsey Graham talking about Nancy Pelosi.
So much for being prayerful and thoughtful. I think it's a bad day for the country. I think this whole thing is a joke. Mueller, I trusted. I don't trust Schiff. I don't trust Nadler to find the truth. And the speaker said it should be bipartisan, it should be prayerful, it should be thoughtful. I like Nancy Pelosi as a person, but this process has been hijacked. I think the most radical people in the country are running, driving the impeachment process, and either she gets on the train or she's going to get run over by it.
And that's what happened. Before, she was one that was resisting it because you had the far radicals were the ones that were suggesting taking this more seriously. And then the party was taken over by the radical thought, the radical left. You know, here's Ken Starr. He was on Brian Kilmeade's radio program earlier, and he was just talking about the abuse of power that's going down.
Your reaction to the historic moment that happened 1 hour ago?
Well, it's an outrage. To seize control of the delivery process of a committee simply compounds a series of very, very terrible abuses. Speaking of abuses of power, excuse me, the House Judiciary Committee, with its incredibly rich history, needs to go into executive session, then open session, and debate this. She has purported to dictate, I need the House rules. Where did she get this power to direct a committee to a substantive result as opposed to, I want you to look into this particular issue? So I view it as a completely outrageous, and I'm honestly surprised. Then again, why should I be surprised? Because back early in the fall, as you'll recall, Brian, she unilaterally, with no debate in the People's House, says we now have an impeachment inquiry. Now she's dictating the committee to actually draft articles of impeachment without a deliberative process. It is an abuse of power.
It is an abuse of power from Ken Starr. That was on Brian Kilmeade's program. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. See, you're going to either give us a call and we'll talk about something else. You could preempt it and please stop me from talking these politics. Or we're just going to play more Joe Biden. I mean, you're really asking for it.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
All right. If there's no one on the line.
And I tell you what.
I love kids sitting on my lap. Come on now. Come on, y'all. Who says that? Well, here's where we're at. If we go to break and no one's on the line to change it to something other than politics, you have that power to do it. We're just going to play more Joe Biden. 314-436-7900 on Overnight America KMOX. Lucky you, we're not going to be hearing Joe Biden's voice, at least right now. We have one on the line. And if you would please distract me from something other than politics, call the line and let's do it now. 314-436-7900. You can call or text that or 800-925-1120. Let's go to Mary in St. Louis. Hi.
Hi. I actually left your program for a while, so I wasn't sure if I could talk about the trolley again, but you said
anything
besides politics.
I know. We need it.
Well, I just, the minute they mention the trolley, and if somebody's already said this, fine. But I have never heard this in all the conversations that I've ever heard on the radio. I just don't understand why they didn't do some kind of a test with the trolley type bus first, just to see how many riders they'd get. You know, from from the loop to, you know, the history museum, just get an idea. Is this going to work?
I got to say this.
Before they spent millions of dollars.
Well, they already have a bus system that goes around Forest Park. Have you ever rode on it?
No.
It's not really well used either. I mean, it's not like people are just waiting to hop on public transportation to get around Forest Park. For the most part, when they go to Forest Park, they're going to one specific area of it, and they stay in that area. And they're not like thinking to themselves, man, I really wish I can hop on a bus right now and head to some. No, it doesn't really work that way. That should have been an indication to begin with that people weren't going to be using it. They already have a transportation they're not using there at Forest Park. So now think about, they're going to try to take people that in an area where people aren't already using public transportation. And then they're going to assume that they're going to start magically using it when there is something that they already have there that they're not using. That was kind of flawed to begin with. Now, even if they were to put some sort of trolley on wheels, like you see in St. Charles or even downtown St. Louis, and just do a pilot program, a test program, it still would have been a waste of money.
Yeah. You know, when I was little, I'm showing my age here. I'm in my early 60s. Mm-hmm. But I got to ride one of the last trolleys. And I got to admit, I was a little brownie. Our scout leaders took us on the trolley. It was down in the West End. And it was kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
But I was little. And the thing is, but they were phasing them out.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it wouldn't work, but do it on a bigger street. Or
how about you put it in a place where people would
downtown,
use it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, downtown to another area, but just to do from Forest Park, it's just, anyway, that's my comment for this evening. I hope you have some more callers.
I hope I do too. Thank you, Mary. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's see. Do we have to play Joe Biden's voice? Oh, we don't. This is good news. Don, who's in St. Louis. Hi.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was just on my way home, driving down 141 from 44 over to 55. And a question I always had in my mind that was always kind of crazy. If you're driving down 141, either, I guess, be south and north or north to south, there's a yellow sign that's about 3x5, and they say, expect to exit. It's... And my question is, what are they expecting to exit to? Or why is that sign even there? Because they're in the middle of nowhere. Some of them are not even near an intersection, right?
Yeah. So where is this at on 141? What's it close to?
Anywhere. You go anywhere on 141. Go from 55 to 44. And I think it may even go up as far as Manchester. You just drive along, and I'm telling you, you'll see these big yellow. They're 3x5 at least. And they say, expect to exit.
Yeah.
Now, I called the Department of Transportation one time because, again, it just puzzles the shit out of me.
Sorry, Don. Yeah, I know. It does puzzle me, too. I'm wondering if there is an answer to that. Thank you for your call, Don. Yeah. If you have an answer to that, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's see. Do we have an answer to that? You know who might have an answer to that? Joe Biden, because there's no one else on the line right now.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh.
And I tell you what.
Oh. Ooh, boy. And I love kids jumping on my lap. What? All right. I guess we're going to get more political clips here. We got one more hour of Overnight America left. And I wasn't planning on doing this, but I think we're just going to do more Joe Biden for a full hour. I'm just going to play that 30-second Joe Biden clip on a loop, unless someone calls in and please save me from politics. I need a save right about now. In the last hour, got a couple of other things I want to replay too. So I found that there's a simple thing you could do if you want to help yourself financially. It's a pretty simple thing. In fact, it's an interesting opinion piece. It said the road to riches is simple. So I'll give you what that key advice is. And if you want to call me a tightwad, you can call in and tell me that too. Because yes, I am a tightwad. Absolutely. And if you have any advice, if you want advice from someone that's cheap like me, you can do that too. Also, the top 10 most popular gifts people are buying this year for Christmas. So if you're leaning a couple of ideas, here's some popular ones you might be able to grab. AccuWeather will give us an idea of what to expect over the next week. Looks like it's going to be dropping down the temperature. KSDK did a story about what you should do if a power line falls on your car. Now, this is from Ameren, Illinois, and they did a PSA on it. And I've seen a lot of public service announcements from companies like Ameren, you know, power companies, and they're all terrible. And I watched this one, and I was thoroughly impressed. I thought they upped their game to put this together. You know, the message of it's good. The acting was good. It wasn't cheesy. It was good. How often do you see those style of things put together from a company? So I got to say, give them a little bit of an impressive pat on the back. Next hour. And you may even get some more Joe Biden if no one calls in. If we start the next hour and there's no one on the phone line and there's no one here to distract me from politics, you're getting more Joe Biden. That is a threat and a guarantee. Here's the phone number, locally, 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Please don't make me do it, please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.